礼节美语。
中国雇员 Cathy 忧心忡忡地去找美国同事 Mark 请教。
Hey Mark, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Hey, no problem. I've got time.
Great. Well, I'm going to Seattle for half a year. I'm attending a course at a university and I'll be doing some research as well.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Yes, but I'm really worried that I don't understand American culture well enough. You know how here in China we have lots of little things that are considered impolite? What if I do something wrong in America? I'll be so embarrassed if that happened.
原来 Cathy 要去西雅图进修半年，但是担心自己对美国文化和风土人情了解不够，会在小事情上闹笑话，让自己难堪。Embarrassed.
Ah, I see. Actually, we have a great word that describes making a cultural mistake. It's called a faux pas. F-A-U-X-P-A-S. And it's actually a French term.
So I should say I want to avoid any cultural faux pas?
That's right. You know, actually, you shouldn't worry too much. America is a pretty relaxed country. But there are a couple things you should be aware of.
Oh, such as...
Mark 说，这种文化上的失误叫 faux pas， 这个词是从法语来的，前面可以用动词 avoid， 避免，或者是 commit， 犯下。Mark 安慰 Cathy 说，美国是一个很随意的国家。
America is a pretty relaxed country.
不过还是有些地方需要注意， such as, 比如说呢？
Americans, and Western people in general, can be very sensitive about smells.
Oh, so I should be careful after eating spicy foods, right?
Oh, totally. Things like garlic or various Chinese dishes can have a strong smell. It's best to chew gum or use a breath freshener.
That's a good thing to remember. How about when I visit a friend's home? What should I bring?
Mark 说，西方人对气味非常敏感。中国人喜欢吃的大蒜等食物都会留下很浓重的味道。
It's best to chew gum or use a breath freshener.
所以最好嚼嚼口香糖，设法去一去嘴里的味儿。那么去朋友家做客要带点什么呢？
If you and your guest drink alcohol, it's always nice to bring a bottle of wine. If wine is a problem, you could try fruit or some kind of dessert.
But should it be an expensive gift?
No, the price isn't so important. Just bring something to show you care about your hosts and are grateful for their invitation.
如果宾主双方都喝酒的话，带瓶葡萄酒就绝对没错了。否则的话，可以考虑带点水果或者是甜点。礼物不一定要非常贵重，能够表达对主人的关心和对邀请的感激就可以了。